it's certainly a worthy goal. I'm not sure we've got the full vision yet of where we want to go, but I hear that you've been putting a lot of years on it, and that's why the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice is going to be recognizing you and also Joe Elder on October 3rd with Lifetime Achievement Award for your service. I wanted to ask you just a few more things, Hester, before we hang up. What I wanted to ask you was a little bit about your background. You're doing this. You're a Dominican nun. I don't think you were a Dominican nun when you were, say, 20 years old, but you're serving as a religious person trying to heal the world. Can you give me the short sketch of how you got from where you were to where you are in terms of religion?
You know, it's sort of the typical teenager, you know, who's questioning everything. But when I was in college, And it was interesting because the University of Chicago is usually not seen as a place that breeds religiosity. But in a way, it was so challenging and asking so many fundamental questions that I think I came alive in terms of seeing a vision deeply involved in, say, the understanding of Catholicism, the traditions, the Eucharist, the whole picture. And like many of my companions, I was active in what was called the Calvary Club. It was the Newman Club. I became active. I became aware in a profound way that I had a calling, a vocation, a vocare to serve. And it's always been in the context of serving those around me, and particularly because I, even at that time, I was getting my master's in divisional social science and so forth, a deep awareness that you can do it with education, you can do it with direct service. So I didn't even know the Cincinnati Dominicans, who are a Midwestern community. I grew up on the West Coast. I'm a Westerner. It has given me a deep family support. It's a community that had been active in social justice. We had some of the first in the segregated South. We had high schools deeply involved in the civil rights movement. So I've had the support of the community. I finished my doctorate at Catholic U, and that's where I had the transformative experience of seeing the world through the eyes of the women who are surviving on the streets. And there was a war on drugs at that time. So I've been immersed, but also deeply aware of the kind of fundamental critique which Scripture gives us. On the, you know, the deep humanity. And one of the things I think people don't realize is, I mean, you not only have the visit me in prison, but you have the profound reality that Christ had all the due process of his time, but he was indeed a threat to the state. He was a threat to the religious establishment of the period. And he ultimately, at the very last, was really saying, I am for all people. And I remember visiting one of our former students who was down in the Dane County Jail. And she was distraught. And I said to her, you realize there is no group that Christ is closer to than those who are in jail.
It's an ambitious plan you've got for the whole penal system, Esther, but it's got to be a little daunting to contemplate the amount of work that it will take to clean up this mess. What keeps you going?
You keep at it, but you know, if you have any sense of history, it's basically you have hope. Not that you're going to do anything dramatic, but it's a little bit here and a little bit there, and maybe it will make a difference.